Good morning. My guests this morning are Brenda Balding and Hillary Camber from the Healdsburg Chorus. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
So the Healdsburg Chorus presents 30 years and still grooving popular classical classics. So talk about these 30 years of the Healdsburg Chorus.
Well, at 30 years being 1987, a few members in the community, about 20 or so, got together with Betty Zukoff and our accompanist, Susan Nelson, and started singing together. And Susan is still with us playing piano, beautiful piano, for us every week.
Yep, and their first concert was in the spring of 1988, and this will be our 30th spring concert.
How many members now?
65 to 70. I think there's 67 for this concert.
Amazing. Yeah. You're going to be at the Glaser Center in Santa Rosa on Sunday, April 15th at 3 in the afternoon. And then you have three performances at the Healdsburg Community Church, Sunday, April 22nd, 4 p.m., Thursday, April 26th, 7 p.m., and Saturday, April 28th at 3 p.m. So you're going to be busy.
We're going to be busy, and we also sing for local assisted livings. We sing for Verena.
And the Healdsburg Senior Living Center, and in the past at Spring Lake.
Spring Lake,
as well.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Here we have four concerts coming up in a relatively short space. Mm-hmm. Give people a general idea of the kind of music that you do in these concerts.
That's what's really fun about this concert, I think, in particular, is because it was really designed to give an example of the gamut of kind of music that we sing in the spring. And so you're going to hear everything from Moon River to Hallelujah, Amen from Judas Maccabeus. So it really runs the gamut.
Uh-huh.
And Hernando's Hideaway to be our guest. So
Lacrimosa. It's really going to be great.
Let me ask both of you, what sort of music drew you into the Healdsburg Chorus?
Well, choral music, really. Just for me, it was the pleasure of making music with other people. There's really nothing like it when the sound is right and you're standing, you know, in a group. It's just a terrific feeling for me with almost any music.
Yeah, and it's very magical for me. I've done choral music and stage music since I was probably 5 or 6 years old. And I just love singing with other people and seeing the reaction of the audience. And it's thrilling. And seeing our director, who's very emotive, and when we do something right, you can just see it on his face.
Yeah. It's really fun.
Oh, that is good.
And when we do something wrong, you can
see it on his face too. Yes.
Did you start in church choruses?
I didn't. No. But I started out in high school and college and San Francisco Opera Chorus, and it's always been a part of my life. I'm just so glad it still is.
Yeah. I did church choruses. I played guitar. I played the recorder, played the cello. So I have a lot of different musical backgrounds, and I enjoyed playing and singing with all those different kinds
right.
of groups.
I imagine it's great fun for a choral person to be part of the Healdsburg Chorus.
It is.
It really is.
It's also challenging because we have to memorize our music. And you have to really feel the music and know the notes and know the words. So it's good for the brain.
Oh, absolutely. It's keeping us young.
Yep.
That's great. I'm very, very pleased to hear that. I'm pleased to hear that there's a medical part of it.
Absolutely. new pathways.
Thanks very much to you two for coming in. Let's tell people once again that the Healdsburg Chorus is presenting 30 years and still grooving at the Glaser Center on the 15th, at the Healdsburg Community Church on the 22nd, 26th, and 28th. Get your tickets at healdsburgchorus.com or at the door. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.